Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Andrea, I know that you are a big lover of yoga, and I used to do a lot of yoga, but I have to admit, I've sort of fallen off the yoga wagon. So I'm excited about today because I need to get back on. What kind of yoga do you like to do, Andrea?
You know what? Any yoga is great. I'm a fan of hot yoga. I like moksha or Bikram yoga, but really the whole point is the whole practice of yoga is really such an incredible experience. And that's why I'm really excited to talk to our guest today to learn a lot more about her style of yoga.
Yeah, well, today we've got the wonderful Kino McGregor on the program. She is the author of The Power of Ashtanga Yoga, and today we're going to learn all about it. Hi, Kino.
Hi.
It's
welcome
so good
to the show,
Kino.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. So, Kino, what first got you interested in doing yoga?
Well, when I turned to the practice of yoga, it was really out of a desire to live a more peaceful life. I was going through a period where I was sort of young and lost and searching, and I had a few injuries that I got from just over-exercising, you know, at the gym, and they just wouldn't heal. And I you know, was going through a period, you know, I was lost and searching, and then I stumbled into an Ashtanga yoga class, and it was really my great fortune because within maybe 10 months, so less than a year after I started Ashtanga yoga, I went to India and I met my teacher, Sri Kekatabi Joyce, who was teaching in a small South Indian town called Mysore. And you know, that meeting changed my life. It really put me on the path of yoga, and it tuned me into the notion that yoga is more than just exercise, that it really is a comprehensive science of healing, and it can lead the body from sickness and injury into health and sustainability, and it can lead the mind from confusion and darkness into peace and happiness.
I love the way you describe it. You're so eloquent. So talk to us specifically about Ashtanga yoga. What's special about it to you?
Ashtanga yoga is a systematized practice that relies on the combination of the posture itself, along with a deep breathing with sound to generate the internal fire of purification, and specific focal points or gazing points that help train the mind. So the mind can be singular pointed, both on one point of attention, but more specifically on the subtle or the energetic body within. And all of the postures are organized to systematically heal the body on a base level of sort of strength and flexibility. And then once that's established, to have you move deeper into more challenging postures that then elevate both the spiritual and the physical energy of your body and your mind.
Now, I've seen it described as a fast-paced yoga. Do you think that's accurate?
You know, the thing is that the traditional way of practicing Ashtanga yoga is to learn directly one-on-one from a teacher, and you do the practice, you memorize those postures according to what your teacher tells you, so then you're allowed to go at your own pace. The most traditional way of practicing in India, you'll see people who have a naturally faster pace, and then they're going faster, and then you'll see people who need extra time to get into postures, and they need to do some preparatory movements, and so their practice is much slower and perhaps more therapeutic. So what we're seeing in the Ashtanga yoga that maybe people have taken at a gym or in a guided class format, which is most of the way fitness classes are in the United States, then the class is generally kept on pace. But the traditional practice allows for the pace to be really varied and dependent on the individual student.
You know, I'd love to talk about a little bit about the spiritual practice of yoga. Now, you know, I guess, Kino, if you could just give us, you know, really quick, what are some benefits about the physical part of it? But also, I want to get a little bit deeper into the spiritual part. What are some benefits spiritually that people can experience from doing yoga?
Well, I think perhaps the most basic spiritual benefit that people, particularly in Western cultures, can experience is that the body is not separate from the mind and the spiritual body, that in fact, tuning into the body is the access point to the depth and wellspring of emotions that our subconscious mind really carries. And that by uniting our consciousness with our movement, we can tap into a direct experience of the inner self. And then in that moment, when we tap into our inner self through the vehicle of posture and the vehicle of breath, we get this immediate sensation that everything is as it should be, and all anxiety falls away, and all anger falls away, and all depression falls away, and we're actually have a momentary, perhaps epiphany moment of the perfection of ourselves and the perfection of ourselves in relation to the larger macrocosmic concepts of the universe or God, if you will.
I love that. And some of the physical benefits, I mean, I know there are a lot of athletes now, and I know my husband, I'm trying to get him to do yoga to help improve his golf swing and his game. What would be some benefits for, you know, these athletes who are there, aside from the, you know, spiritual aspect as well? What are some physical benefits of doing yoga?
Probably the most comprehensive physical benefit from doing yoga is the healing and attunement and alignment of all of our internal organs, because our organs are the like the powerhouse or the engine of the whole body. And when we never properly clean the inside of the body, sort of, you could almost say that plaque accumulates on our organs just like it does on our teeth. And through the practice of yoga, all of the internal organs get cleansed. And the digestive system is functioning more optimally. Our immune system is functioning more optimally. Cardiovascular system is optimized. And the relaxation response, which is a particular neurological response associated with the parasympathetic nervous system, is activated. And when you're in that state of the body being optimized, whether you're an athlete, a lawyer, a politician, a teacher, a yoga practitioner, your body itself is optimized. So the vehicle with which you're entering your athletic performance or your life in general is now like a supercharged turbo vehicle. So you'll be able to go so much longer and ride the road with so much more grace and ease.
Well, you know, it's funny, Kino, because my husband's been doing yoga every morning for a long time. And I'll just say it definitely has its benefits in the bedroom as well.
I don't I love that, Lisa. That's awesome. Would you agree, Kino? Would you say that that is a benefit for yoga, that it helps improve, I guess, sex drive, and it helps improve performance?
Yeah, everything.
Absolutely. I mean, probably the best way to think about that is the senses are so much more heightened because you're able to perceive on such a deep level. So, and that goes true with your own body as well as your ability to intimately connect with another. So instead of connecting on sort of a gross superficial level, if you can tap in to the most intimate part of your being, then that's what you can share with another.
That's incredible. So I, you know, I'd love to know, what are some, you know, we have about 2 minutes left. What would be some three of your top poses? And I know it's hard to show because it's a radio show, but what would you say would be three good de-stressing poses for people that they can easily do on a daily basis?
For de-stressing, I think that the best thing to do would be to take a comfortable cross-legged position, close your eyes, and count the inhalations, and count to 10 when you inhale, and count to 10 when you exhale, to make sure to try to go for a 10-second inhalation, 10-second exhalation. And that can be done in any circumstance. And if you actually count your breath, your mind will tune out all other thoughts. And that's something that anyone in the workday can do. If you have a stressful email, you know, before you hit reply and reply emotionally, take 10 breaths where you're counting 10-second inhalation, 10-second exhalation. Your mind will have calmed down a little bit, and you'll be able to see the world more clearly. Another really good posture for de-stressing is downward facing dog. And it's just a really good posture for aligning the neck, freeing the neck, aligning the shoulders, tapping into that cleansing of the digestive system. And it's an accessible posture that most people can do. It's sort of a gentle forward bend, but it also engages the shoulders and helps relieve some stress or tension that people can carry sometimes in the shoulder girdle. If it's possible for you to do a posture called shoulder stand, to actually stand on the shoulders, and I have some clips on my YouTube channel about that, then that's a great posture for aligning the nervous system and balancing the glands, the pineal glands in the mind, and calming the breath. So these three things, I think, can pretty much help anyone at any moment, whether they're yoga practitioners or they just want like a 5-minute relaxation break in the middle of their workday.
Well, Kino, this is great. We have to wrap up. What is your YouTube channel?
My YouTube channel is Kino Yoga, so it's youtube.com/Kino Yoga, and I have videos on Ashtanga Yoga and tutorials on everything there, so check it out.
Thank you, Kina. We will. Thank you so much for joining our show today, Kino. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.